Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Hilchas Gerushin, the second category of the laws in the Rambam Sefer Noshim, the Book of Women, discussing the laws of divorce, which the Rambam says, Yesh Bechlol and Shtei Mitzvahs. In their category, there's two mitzvahs, there's two commandments. Achas Mitzvahs Haseh, one is a positive commandment, Behi, and that is Shegarish HaMagarish B'Sefer, that the one who's divorcing should divorce with a document. Va'achas Mitzvahs Leis Haseh, one is a negative prohibition, Behi, and that is Shleyach Zigrushasim Mishanissus, that he should not remarry the woman that he divorced when she had already married someone else. Ubirish Dei Mitzvahs Eilu B'Prokem Eilu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters, which there are 13 chapters in these laws of Gerushin, which the first five discuss the laws of the get. Perek Rishon, which we're going to be discussing in today's perek, is the primary, all the primary laws of Gerushin, which as the Rambam likes putting in the klal and then going to the pratim. Perek Beis is going to discuss regarding the consent of the husband, his desire to divorce. Perek Gimel is going to discuss regarding that it has to be written lishma for this man, for this woman. Perek Da is going to be discussing regarding the laws of writing the get, and Perek Hay is going to be discussing regarding the giving, the delivery of the get. Then in the following two prakim, in Vav and Zayin, discuss the laws of shlichas, of agency, Perek Vav in general, that halacha, and Perek Zayin regarding validating the get that was sent. Then the next three prakim are discussing the laws of conditions and mistakes that come up, that is in Perek Ches regarding a gerushin al tnai, regarding doing a get on condition, Perek Tes regarding other related halachas regarding that of conditions and shlichas, and Perek Yud regarding getting married after problematic divorce, and also when to go ahead and do gerushin. Then the following, the remaining three prakim discuss regarding the permissibility of a woman to get subsequently get married, which in Perek Yud Aleph discuss regarding miyun, which is when a minor could do her own removal from that rabbinic marriage. Or how, and also it talks about over there regarding machzik rishasay, taking back the woman that he divorced, and regarding the obligation of wamtana, of waiting after the release of that marriage. Perek Yud Beis discussed regarding the nemanis, the belief of the witnesses regarding gerushin, regarding the divorce, and the husband, the baal's death. And Perek Yud Gimel continues on that idea regarding the testimony, edus, on the death, the mois, of the baal, of the husband. So begin Perek Rishon, which the Rambam opens up the primary ideas of that we're going to be discussing in the remaining 12 prakim of the Ikrei Gerushin, the primary ideas of the divorce. Says the Rambam Halacha Aleph, he opens up here with the ideas regarding these 10 conditions that are biblical obligations to have an appropriate halacha get. Halacha Aleph, in Isha Miskeresh, says the Rambam, the woman cannot be divorced, Eila Baksav Shiagila, only with something that's written, which reaches her. Uchsav Zehua Nikra, and this written document is what's called a get. Which really the truth is the word get actually means any document, which but since the Sefer Krisis in Devarim, which is the book of severance, which is what a get is translated as get peturin. So in short, whenever they use the generic word get, we refer to the document of divorce, which is that what we commonly call get. Now, Vasar Devarim Him Ikar Gerushim, says Ram, there are 10 variables that are the primary elements of this divorce. Minatar that a biblical veil him in there are as follows. Aleph 1, Shleigarsh Ish El Bertzayne. The man should divorce only with his willingness, with his consent. Beis, Vishigarsh Biksav. That he should be, she should be divorced with something that's written, not with any other thing. Like, for example, let's say monies, where in contrast to Kedushin, although we compare Kedushin to Gerushin, where the Kedushin could be done with a document or with monies, divorce could only be done with a document. Gimel, She In Haksav. That the idea of the writing should be, Shegerusha, that he's divorcing her, v'esira mikinyan, and he's removing her from his acquisition. In other words, that he's sending her away, and not that she's removing herself, as the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel. Dalad, b'shi and yoni, that the idea should be, davah hakaris b'nei l'b'na. This document has to be something that is severing the relationship between him and her, that she shouldn't be connected to him in any way after the divorce. Also, as the Rambam is going to explain Halacha Gimel. Hey, number five, b'shi and nichtav l'shma, it should be written for it's her sake, meaning for the woman that he's divorcing. It should be written for that purpose. Vav, b'shliyeh mechusa maisa achik sivasa. Should not be lacking any action after that it's written, meaning, as the Rambam explained, halacha vav, excluding if, let's say, it still has to be torn or something else has to be done with it. Ela nesinase labavad. The only thing that's missing after it's written is the giving, is delivery. Nothing else could have to be an action in between. Zayin, b'shneu la, that he has to give it to her, or to her agent, or into her domain, but it has to be given. Ches, shitnei lo b'fnei eden, that should be given to her in front of witnesses. Tes, b'shnei lo b'teres gerushin, has to be given in the context of divorce. In contrast to what Rambam saying in Halacha Tes, it cannot be given as like some other guy's other, like I'm giving you a mezuzah or some other document which she doesn't know what it is. And Yud, she habal oy shluchay, hu shenoisne lo. It has to be the husband or his agent that has to give it to her, but not that she takes it on her own. Those are the 10 biblical requirements. Says the Rambam, Shard, Vam should be getting all the other elements in the get, Kigoyin Hazman, let's say the date, Vachasimus Edim, and the signing of the witnesses. Okay, you need to spend all those things similar to that. Hakom and Debrasim, those are all rabbinic. But the 10 we mentioned are all biblical requirements. Now, Halacha Beis, the Rambam starts going through some of these in greater detail, in specifying what they are, and then following Parakim, going in greater detail to that. But here he talks about this condition of that has to be the husband. It's that he's willing it, and the fact it has to be written, has to be lishma, and has to be severing. Halacha Beis. Says Ram, how do we know that these things are biblical? So he goes through the Pesukim to show you these ideas. Shem says the Pasuk in Devarim Chav Dal, which is the primary Pasuk. Says V'hayim leisim sachem be'enav. It's going to be if the woman's not going to find favor in his eyes. V'chasul lasti b'kriz, going to write her a book, a document of severance. V'nos b'yod, he's going to put in her hand. V'shulchem be'basin, he's going to send her away from his house. So Ram explains. He breaks apart the pasuk to show you these halachas. When it says leisim sachem be'enav, she's not going to find favor in his eyes. Malamit she'enav begar shel b'tzayni. He only divorced her with his willingness. Meaning, if she doesn't find favor in his eyes, he doesn't want her anymore. That's where the divorce is coming from. But then this Garsha Shlibitzani Malets, he's divorcing her against his will, he's being coerced, then she's not divorced. Now, if there's an obligation that the rabbis have to force him to divorce the wife, and he just doesn't want to, then the courts actually hit him until he says, I want to, then it's going to be Kasha, as Rambam is going to explain later on in Perek Beis, which the Rambam explains that's considered Mitzani, but it has to be that he wills it. Now, Avala Ichim is Gereshus, but in contrast to the woman, if she gets divorced, she could be divorced B'tzayna B'shalei B'tzayna, whether she's willing or whether she's not. But what's important to understand is that after the Rebbeinu Gershon, when he said a woman should not be divorced against her will, unless if she's violating the faith, then the same thing would apply regarding that of a woman. Halacha Gimel. V'chasav, and says in the Pasuk, and he shall write, Malam Ashin Miskereshus B'gsav, that the divorce could only happen with a written document. When it says La, it should write it for her, means the writing has to be lishma for her sake. When it says he should write for her a sefer kriz, a book of severance, as davak kriz bein lebanah, has to be something that separates between him and her, meaning shleishar loy Allah harishus, he should have no more rights and dominion over her. But v'madayin loy nechriz bein lebanah, but let's say it is not separated between him and her. For example, let's say he made a stipulation. He says, okay, this is your get on the condition you never drink wine again. This is done. This is what ruined our relationship. I'll divorce you, but you never drink wine again. And she's not divorced. Commission like we're going to explain later on, Parakash, because they're still connected with that condition that he made. Then when it continues, where the Ram goes through some other conditions over here regarding the giving of the get and the agency. So it says in the Pasuk, Binasim Biyada, that he should put it in her hand. Malama Shayna Miskresh, Sachi Nasna Get Biyada. This comes to teach that she's not divorced until the get is put into her hand. Oybiyat Shlucha Shukiyada, or in the hand of her agent, which is like her hand. To her court, those all are considered like her own hand. Commercial's bar, like the Ram is going to explain later on in Parakeh, they're all considered biyada. Now, when it says v'shilcha, that then he should send her away, since he sends her away mi beisai, is sheyi and a get. Mean that means that the primary element of the get should be shua m'shalecha. He said the one who's sending her away, that he's sending her away. But not that she's sending that he's sending himself away from her. No, he's not walking away, he's sending her away. That's the obligation of Shilcha, he's sending her away. This is Ram Halacha Dal Ketzad. How so? So he explains, Kasavla, he writes to her, Hareit Mushalachas. Let's say he writes to her, you're sent away. Hareit Mugreshas, you're divorced. Hareit Latzmach, you're for yourself. Hareit Matezakhadim, you're permitted for every single person. Okay, it's bizarre, or anything similar to that. Hareit Mugreshas. So she's divorced. And the Gufa Shaged, and the essence of this divorce document, meaning the primary idea that's written, should be written like this, is Hareit Matezakhadim, you're permitted to every single person. So that's the idea of the ideas we mentioned before. Avlam Kasavla, let's say he writes to her, which this is going to the last point where he has to be B'shil Chai, he has to send her away and not sending himself away. But let's say he writes to her, Eini Valach, I'm not your husband. Eini Arusich, I'm not your chasen. Eini Ishach, I'm not your man. Eini Zaget, it's not a get. Shenem, because like it says in the Pasuk, and this is Rambam clarifying what he said in the previous Halacha, B'shil Chai, he has to send her away, B'lishu Shal Chatzas, but not sending himself away. So if someone writes to his wife, Hareid Baschar, and you're a free woman, ain't a get. Again, it's not a get because that's not even the terminology of divorce. It's just like freeing a woman from slavery, which we hope she was not. And that's not the purpose. And it's not what gerushin is. And therefore, again, it has to be sending her away from the marriage. Mi beisa. Now, as the Ram continues, halacha hey, he says, this is what it says in the Torah, v'shilcha mi beisa, he sends her away from his house. Ein in yana, he explains. The idea is not, shlo yigmur gerushah, chateis mi beisa. It means, he's saying, don't learn the pasuk that, oh, the divorce is not concluded until she actually leaves his house, and then he has to send her away, or that's as if that's a stipulation. No, it means to say, once the get reaches her hand, she's divorced. She might have all her stuff in the house, she might still be here, even though she's still in the house. She's bar, like the Rambam is going to explain later on in Perek Hey, because he explains, because it doesn't say he sends her away, Ella, only what it means to say is shim gerish b'leitziyah mibeisai, that if he divorced her and he did not send her away from his house, meaning he remained secluded with her. Oh, hareza kemisha gerish v'hichse gerishasai. What it means to say mibeisai is that he has to send her away again, not because that's the requirement for the divorce to end. No, once it goes into her hand, as long as he's sending her away, she's divorced. So what's saying he has to send her out of the house? That's coming to tell us that if he divorced her, which he is divorced, but he doesn't send her away, it says if he divorced her, and that he remarried her by the fact, by the virtue of having kedushin again with her by having bia, by having cohabitation with her, and even if we don't know that they had bia, but the fact that they're secluded, what's called edei yichud, that we see that they were secluded, it's like edei bia, it's like they had bia. Therefore, she requires another get from him. Which is bar, like the Rambam is going to explain later on, Perek Yud. That's what it's saying, B'shilcha Mebeis has to send her away, because if not, you're going to have to send her another get. Now, halacha vav, the Rambam moves on to another one of the ideas that he mentioned from the 10 biblical requirements, is if there's lacking some type of action between the ksiva and the nesina. Says the Rambam, nine shalei yimechusa maisa achri ksivasa. How do we know that you cannot be missing an action, that there's going to be another step? You're not allowed to have that after the writing, before the giving. Shemak says in the pasuk, v'chasav v'nasin, says he will write and he will give. Meaning, mish. I mean, that's v'chasav lo sebi krisav v'nasin b'yada. So it's writing and then giving. Misha in the mechusel ksiv v'nasinah. It's only valid if there's nothing missing except the writing and the giving. Hu aget hakasha, that's the valid divorce document. Yatsa dava, that excludes the case, mechusel kitzitza ksiv, where you still have to cut it after it's written. The vikar, therefore, the Rambam says like this: Im kasev get al kerna para. Let's say he writes the get; he has a sefer write on the horn of a cow. Nois la para, he has to give her the cow. V'mchatcha keren echad sheksavim nesana. But if he cuts off the horn after he wrote it and he gives her the horn, and again, it's not a get because there was mechusar a katzitza, a cutting between the writing and the giving. V'chen mchasev amechub. So too, if he wrote something that's connected to the ground, ava pishachas mubay ha'edim echad shetlash nesana. Even if the signing, so there was nothing between the signing and the giving. Because the witnesses only signed in it after it was ready to detach and he gave it to her. Ain't a get. It's not going to be a valid get because the writing of the essence of the get was written when it was connected. That's invalidated because it has to be b'chasim v'menasim. Here it's b'chasim v'kutzatz and b'chasim and v'menasim. So it's not going to be valid. Halacha Zayin, Ram continues on this and he says, in kisim b'mechubur, you cannot write something that's connected to the ground because again, it's lacking being cut. And even if he wants to give her the ground, so there's no cutting, it's not a valid get because it says v'nas b'yad, he has to give it in our hand, something that can be given from hand to hand, and something that's connected to the ground, like real estate or ground, you can't give that. So you can't write on something that's connected to the ground. I feel a toif as a get. Even the standard generic text of the get, which is in general, all gittin have these ideas, and you already have the document written up, it's just missing where you put in his name and her name and where it was written, all that. Even the standard text cannot be written on something that's attached to the ground. But says the Rambam, let's say you had the standard text that for everyone has that standard text when it was attached to the ground, and then it was detached. And then you wrote, after it's attached already, then you filled in all the specifics, his name, her name, Bazman, the date, right? Which is the primary part of the get called the Torah for the get, not the Teifis. Teifis is the standard text. Teifis is specific to these individuals. That was all written after it was already detached. So then, and then they sign, they gave it to her, so then kasha is going to be kasha. In other words, initially, we say, you're not allowed to write what's attached to the ground, even the standard text. Because you might write the teirif, which is the specific one that's attached, then it's totally invalid. But if you wrote the standard one that's attached, and then you detach it, and then you wrote the teirif, so which is hariyat mater sechaladim, which is the Rambam said, that's the main idea. So then, after the fact, it's going to be valid, because that is okay. Halacha ches. Kasha of kala get, let's say you wrote the whole document, ala ola hazarua ba'atzis nakib. On a leaf that was planted in a perforated pot, which the bottom has a hole that's nourishing from the ground, so it therefore has the halacha like it's attached to the ground. So afa bishon nosan lo atzis kula, even if it gives her the whole pot, haged pasul, the document is invalid. Gzerish amiktim, as a rabbinic decree, because you might come to detach the leaf from the pot and give her the leaf, and that was considered attached, which is biblically invalid. So to prevent that, we don't even let it, even if you're giving the whole thing. But he could write on the pottery of the pot, and give her the pot, because we don't have to be concerned that he's going to break the pot and give her a piece of the shards, which is going to be mechusar ketzitza, because why would he ruin the pot? So that's okay. In contrast to a leaf, you might detach and give it. Therefore, that case, they said that get is possible. Halacha test Ram continues regarding that the giving has to be in the context of gerushin. Says Ram, these are all explained the 10 biblical requirements that he said in Halacha Aleph. How do you know that the giving has to be in the context of a divorce? So like it says the pasuk, Sefer Krisis, the book of severance, v'nasam b'yada, and he gives it in her hand. What does that mean to say? Sheyidin oisiv etaris Sefer Krisis, has to give it in the context, in the format of a book of severance. Meaning, as Rama explains, but if let's say he gives it to her in the guise, as if it's some type of a document of debt, or mezuzah, it's put on the doorpost. She doesn't realize it's a scroll that's rolled up. He gives it to her. It was like, oh, mezuzah for the doorpost. Or he puts it in her hand and she's sleeping. She wakes up by biyada and she finds in her hand a get, and I guess not a get. It has to be given as a get. But if he tells her afterwards, she wakes up. She's like, what is this? And he says, it's your divorce document. Oh, then Hari is a get. That's going to be a valid get because that's like a new giving. And since the get is in her hand, when he's telling it to her, that's going to be benusin b'yada. But if he tells it to her it's something else and he gives it to her not as a get, that's not going to be valid. Now, let's he tells the witnesses, look, I'm giving her a get. But then he, after he tells the witnesses who are paying attention, he then tells her, this family lives next door. Oh, this is a debt of document related to them. Hareza Kasha, that is going to be valid as a get. Why? Shari Hidias Adim, because he already notified the witnesses who they are the ones that make this into a get. Shinasan Batar is Gerishim, that he's giving it in the context of a divorce. Now, he just doesn't want her to know because of the situation that's going on. But the fact that she doesn't know doesn't make a difference because the Rambam is going to explain, let's say, for example, a Chareshes, he could divorce her because he does not need her consent. So here also, although she doesn't know, she thinks it's a mezuzah, it doesn't make a difference. He has to be giving in the context of the Gerushin. And the witnesses are the ones who verify that. And since they know that, it's going to be valid. This that he told her it's a divorce, it's a some document of debt. He's embarrassed of her. But his intention is not to nullify what he told to the witnesses. And therefore, it's going to be a valid nesina of a get in the Torah's Gerushin. Now, the one who's divorcing her has to tell her when he's giving her this get, meaning, even if he really tells it to her after he gave it to her, it's going to be valid as a get, as Ram said just before, even if she wakes up, but initially, it's better to say it at the time of the giving, and then the Ram says, when he's giving her the get, he has to tell her, this is your get, or it is your get, or something similar to that. Let's say he gave her the get and he didn't say anything. Here's a get puzzle. So this is a get puzzle, an invalid get. Now, as the Mefarshim point out, in the Halacha test, the Rambam wrote, Eino get, it's not a get. And the wordings are very important in the Rambam, is because there he gave it to her in the context of a shtar chayv. But here he gave it without saying anything. So therefore, it's a get puzzle. What's the difference between a get puzzle, an invalid get, and get bottle, a nullified get, or Eino get, or it's not a get? So the first one is only rabbinically invalid. So initially she cannot get married, but if she gets married, they don't remove her from her second husband. Whereas by get batal, a void get, or ain't a get, it's not a get, so it's biblically not a get, and she's still going to be a bona fide married woman, and even if she gets married, we remove her. Now, although by kedushin, we say if he's not talking to her regarding iske kedushin, he gives her money, and he doesn't have written kedushinly, we say we're not concerned at all for the kedushin, but over here, where it's all written in the get, and it all depended on the husband, we don't need her consent at all. So therefore, it's only get puzzle, like we're saying, but it's only rabbinically invalid, but biblically, it does have standing, in contrast to what he said in Halacha Tes, when he says, Eino get. Oh, but says the Rambam, when we say this, that if it doesn't say anything, it's rabbinically get puzzle, is b'shlohoyim edabi ima aleske gita. If he wasn't talking to her about the ideas, about getting divorced, and all that, But they were talking about getting divorced. But not like giving us, but he takes the get and he puts it in her hands. Lama Kulin doesn't say anything. I raise a get kasha. That's valid because obviously she knows what's going on over here. It's not like she doesn't know, and therefore it's going to be valid even rabbinically. Halacha Yud Beis. Getcha yimunach al ha'aretz. And this all continue on the theme about giving it to her. If the divorce document was laying on the ground, Vamali tells her, Tliki tichmaka bekarka, take your get from the ground. Or in the talato, and she takes it. Let's say it was tied onto his hand or on his thigh. Ushlafatu mimen, and she pulls it all from him. Ava bisha amala achshabal yod. Even if he tells her after she already has, harizi gidach, this is your get, in a get, not a get. Shemek says in the pasuk, v'nasim yod, he has to put it in her hand, which is leisha tikichim atzma, not that she should take it on her own. He has to give it to her. V'adilai nasma, he didn't give it to her. Loihu b'leish lucha, not him and not his agent. Avalim hirkan labaguv. Let's say he lowers it down with his body. Oihita yodai, or he lower, or he tilts his hand. Acha shalva get ma'olav until it by itself it rolls off into tahar. Vamali tells her he's a get, this is your get. He's a get. That's a valid get. Again, doesn't have to actually put it. He can lower it. He can move his body. But as long as he's doing it in a way that she'll get it, that's going to be valid. And now the Rambam Halacha Yud Gimel moves on to another one of the requirements that not only does he have to give it to her, it has to be given in front of witnesses. Says the Rambam, Nain Sheet Nain Lo Bifnei Edim. How do we know he has to give it to her in front of witnesses? Because Harei the Pasuk says in the Devarim Yotes, Al Pishnei Edim, based on the testimony of two witnesses, or Al Pishleisha Edim, or on the testimony of three witnesses, Yakum Davar, this thing is going to be validated. Now, the Yesha Shetia Zahirim Erva, therefore it's not possible that this woman today should be a forbidden woman, an Erva, an Eshesesh. Whoever has cohabitation with a b'mizah bezim will have the punishment of capital punishment, of corporal punishment of the court. Ulamacher, and the next day, after the giving of the get, Timuter shall be permitted to any man. Below Yidim without witnesses? Not possible. As the Pasuk says, you have to have the validation for Davash Be'erva with two witnesses. Therefore, if he gives her the get between him and her, even if there's one witness, in the get class, not a get at all, you have to have a minimum of two witnesses to be validated as a get. Now, halachi da, when we say this, if the get was written with the writing of a scribe, and the scribe didn't sign on it, but it was written by some scribe, then it requires a minimum of two witnesses. Let's say the husband wrote the get with his own handwriting. Now, his own handwriting is like 100 witnesses testifying. And one witness signed on it and he gave it to her. How is it get puzzle? So that's rabbinically invalid. That's what the get puzzle terminology. That's rabbinically invalid as a get. Therefore, if she does get married, we're actually not going to remove her from that second marriage, and the children from the second husband is going to be kosher. Now, the truth is, even if there's no witnesses at all, it's only going to be rabbinically invalidated. Only thing the Rambam is telling us is that even though you have one witness, it's still not initially going to be kosher to get married. And this invalidates her from kahuna, which, if you're going to say that it's rabbinically invalidated, and if she gets married, we don't remove her, most definitely it's going to rabbinically, it's going to invalidate her to get married to a kohen. Because even what's called Reich HaGet, as Rambam explains later in Perek Yud, just the scent of a get, like it looks like a get, like it's going to be invalid for kahuna. And so too the Kesem Mishnah writes that therefore this words, which are in parentheses, actually should be deleted because obviously it's possible like kahuna because we consider it, it's even more than just a Reich HaGet and it's rabbinically that she's divorced. And therefore, for sure, that it would disqualify her for that of kahuna. But again, it's get puzzle, it's rabbinically invalidated as a get, which although biblically it is, but again, we said that it's not valid. But this is only if the husband wrote it with his own handwriting, which therefore it should work, but rabbinically it doesn't. But again, if he didn't write it, if the scribe wrote it, then it's not going to work at all without two witnesses. Now the Rambam continues on Halacha Tzvav, and the following halachas regarding so the obligations of these witnesses and qualifying them regarding reading it, signing it, and so on and so forth. Says the Rambam, Halacha Tzvav, Tekan Zechamehi is a rabbinic institution, Shiyu Eidim Chesim Nalaget, that the witnesses should sign on the divorce document, meaning although from biblical law, what's called Eidim Isira, the witnesses who see the get being given over from the husband to the wife, that's the primary idea of the Gerishin, and you don't really have to have any witnesses signed in it, but rabbinically they require that. Why? Maybe it's going to be a valid get. He's going to give it in front of two witnesses. But v'yimusu, they're going to die or they're going to go overseas and the husband's going to contest and say, I never divorced her. Based on his claim, the get is like just a piece of earthenware of the ground. Because there's no witnesses in it to verify the fact of a divorce. Therefore, they instituted that the testimony of this divorce should be in the document itself, so that even if the witness who's assigned will whose son will die, but you can still recognize their signatures and verify it. Now, even if the witness is inside the document, he gives it to her, he still has to give it to her in front of two witnesses. Whether it's the witnesses who signed inside of it, whether it's in front of two other witnesses, as the Rambam explained, because the primary divorce is with the witnesses who see it being given over from his hand to her hand, and that's actually what makes it into a sefer krisis to permit it to get married. So although rabbinically required to be signed inside, but that's not the main thing. Even if you have witnesses signed in, you still have to have two witnesses to see the giving of the get from him to her. Now, alacha tazayin. Let's say chasm boishnayim. Let's say you have two witnesses signed on the document. But then he went and violated, unlike what we just said before. He gives it to her in private, between him and her, without two witnesses. Or comes out, even though there were two witnesses, turns out they were invalid to be the witnesses because they were relatives, and or they violated some type of biblical sin, which invalidates them as witnesses. Okay, so Hariza Kasha, so ultimately the get will be valid. Since the witnesses are signed inside of it, are kosher and are valid. And she also is holding on to the get. So, but the eved, after the fact, it's going to be kosher with the eid chasima, even though there's no eid mesira. But the yesh shahirim again, there are those who rule from the ge'inim, shu'pasa, that's rabbinically invalid because it requires the eid mesira, and it's not going to be valid even after the fact with the eid chasima. Halacha yidzayin. Let's say how you eid mitoich ibsun. Let's say the witnesses that are signed inside the document itself, that they're invalid. And I feel like echad pasav echad kasha, or even if one of them is invalid and one of them is valid, when the son of Labef Neishnei Edim Kashem, and then he gives it to in front of two valid witnesses, Hariza pasav me valid. Why? The main thing is kasher, which are the Edim Asira. And who cares that the Edim Chasim, which only rabbinic, are invalid? So the Rambam shenimtze kimizuyev mitoichei. It's found as if it is intrinsically a fraud, because the witnesses signed over here are invalid. So it's not really mezuyif because the two witnesses saw it and it's okay. But since inside there's a flaw in the document itself, it's like it's a fraud and therefore it's going to be invalid. Halach yudches. Hirchikas ha'edim min haksav. Let's say he distanced the witnesses signing from the writing of the last line of the text of the get. Meloy shtei shitin, two lines worth, puzzle. So that's going to be invalid. V'kama yachikas ha'edim min haksav. How much can he distance the signing of the witnesses from the writing of the get that'll be initially valid? Is pachas mekadeshtei has to be less than two lines worth kadeshi unikronimai, so that you could, it should be read together with the text of the document itself, that there shouldn't be any gap between their signing and the document, so it should be recognizable to everyone that they're signing on this document. But says the Rambam, when we say this is kashoya get yitim dachzida, when she's producing. So she has the get. And there wasn't any witnesses who saw it being given from him to her. So we're relying on the witnesses signed inside. So that requires this, that it, not less than two lines. Not more than two lines. But if he gave it to her in front of witnesses, then even if the witnesses are very far away and they're not read together with the text itself, and even if you don't have witnesses signed at all, again, that's going to be valid. Like we said, the primary divorce is with the witnesses being given over. It's only rabbinically that they do it so that it should actually be helpful for the woman. But if it's not, it's going to be valid. Which derive it actually leans to be stringent, that if the witnesses are very far away, even though he gave it to her in front of witnesses, I mean, there were eid mesira, you have to be concerned maybe there was some type of stipulation, some type of tenai in the get in those two lines. And she's producing the get with these witnesses, and you're going to come to rely on that without checking into the Eid Mesira if there was a tenai in the get, because you have the witness over here. And that's like Mezuzah Mitoich, and if it's going to be possible. Allah Yitzhak, the Ram continues, Ha'edim Shanaisin Es HaGet Befneim. Okay, so the witnesses that you, which are the Eid Mesira, which you're giving over the get in front of them, Tzrichin L'Kreisai. They have to read it, they have to see what's written inside of it. Is it a valid get, or it's some type of other document? Because since the primary gerushin is with the Eid Mesira, they have to read it. They have to know what this actually is. And then they give it to her. Now, when the son of Labif named Chila, let's say the husband, not knowing this, Allah, or whatever, he says, you guys see, and he gives it to her first, and they're like, wait a second, we don't know what you gave her, we have to read it. So, they could subsequently read it after he gave it to her. Now, let's say Kiru'u, let's say they read it, and the husband is still holding on to it, or an anonymous agent, and they give it back to him. So, okay, so now they know what it is, and he's about to give it, instead of him showing it to them and they give it to her, but here they give it back to him. Then, after he took the document, he went and put it back in his pocket, and then he gives her the document. They have to go ahead and now read it again, because we're concerned that maybe, we don't know how many documents he has in his pocket, we don't know what he ended up giving her. He took that document, put it back in his pocket, and gave it to her, he might have given her something else. So therefore, as the Rambam continues, halacha chav, let's say they didn't read it, rather they took it and they threw it into the sea, or they threw it into the fire. So harizim agareshes. So she's divorced. Why? Although we just said in the previous halacha, which is a continuation of that, where if they read it and they gave it back to him, and then he gave her, but they didn't read the second time around, and we said they have to read it, but if they didn't, and it was thrown, after it was given to her, this mysterious document, which we're not sure if it's original or not, and they threw it into the fire, into the sea, she is divorced. Because since initially they did read it, we're not really concerned that he had swapped it. We initially would read it, but if we didn't, and it was thrown into the fire, it's okay. Not only that, even if the husband says, I didn't even give her the get. I put it in my pocket, I actually gave her a different document, different than what you read. In him, and he's not a believer, she is considered divorced. Now, but let's say they never read it even initially, even the first time. And he gives her, they get in front of them, and they throw it to the fire, to the sea. Even if the husband says, get kasha, that it was about get, now you guys threw into the fire, she's only in doubt if she's divorced, because just like he's not believed to make her forbidden, which we said in the previous halacha, so he's not believed to permit her, and therefore she cannot get married. If she gets married, she has to be removed, like anyone who is in doubt if she's divorced or not. Halacha of beis. Zark laha get lachatzer. Let's say he throws the get to her courtyard. Lebein lachavius, between the barrels, bifnei edim, in front of witnesses. But again, as continuing of the previous theme, they didn't read it. Ubikshu matzah mezuzah, and then they search for what he threw her, which it's valid because it's in her chatzar, in her domain. And matzah mezuzah, they find the mezuzah, which you put on the parasha Shema, Vayim Shema, they put on the doorpost. Or shtarach, some other document, some receipt or whatever. So in chayshala, then we're not concerned even to say that maybe she's divorced, because we say this that we found, Hushazarik is the one that he threw, where it's not so common to have a mezuzah between the barrels. The Zohar does not come to find documents between barrels. Most definitely what he threw was this, and therefore he didn't divorce her at all. But let's say Nimsu Sham Shtaim Shalosh mezuzah, let's say you find over there two, three mezuzahs, Ishtaris or documents, and he only threw one document. So obviously those mezuzahs and the Ishtaris were there from before. Then Cheshin Shemeget Shazarik Gururuhu Vach Achbam. Then we don't know, that's not definitely defining that what he threw, because these are definitely from before. So we're concerned maybe he actually did throw a get. This that we can't find it is because a mouse grabbed it and dragged it away. So if Harizah Sabah Migrashah, then she is going to be doubtfully divorced. Halacha of Gimel. Ha'idim Shechayis Mal Get, the witnesses that are signed on the get, Tzrichim Liyasim Yoidim Likriz V'lachim. They have to know how to read and how to sign. The Maidim Yoidim Likriz, if they don't know how to read, Karim Bifneim, then you read in front of them, V'chayisim, and then they sign. But V'hu She'ikiyu L'shem Naget, but they have to at least be able to recognize the wording, the lexicon, the terminology of the get, because they don't recognize that older wording of the get, so it doesn't help to translate in front of them, because that's like Eid Mipi'eid. It's like they're not testifying. They heard the testimony from someone else, and then they're, so that's that which is not valid. Now, V'mid Mi'im Lachnam, let's say they don't know how to sign, they never learned penmanship. So Reish Melem Hanyar Berek, what you do is, you make a mark on the paper with spit. You make out their name in spittle, okay, or things like that. Something that there's no remnant that can be left after a time, because if the marking would be left that you're doing for them, so then they can't sign because they're writing on top of your writing, and that's not considered valid writing. Then they write on that mark, but we don't do this leniency but other documents. Because this is a leniency they made specifically for divorce documents for women, so that the Jewish women should not be left alone. And that is because if you require people that are proficient in reading and writing, maybe in that time the husband's not going to be around until you find someone like that, and he already went overseas or he died, she's going to have to come to a situation that she's going to be forlorn, and therefore we make that leniency. Because anyways, the signing of the witnesses in the divorce document is only rabbinically commissioned, like we explained, and therefore, we're not going to go ahead and be stringent, and we're going to do this leniency of marking it out for him with a sign. The Aloch of Delt. Although, like we just said, that the signing of the witnesses in the get itself is only rabbinically, and generally we don't say, we don't make a rabbinic decree on a rabbinic decree. Here, however, they made a rabbinic decree on this rabbinic decree of signing of the witnesses in the document itself, that it's hiskinu, they instituted shiyu edim mefarshin shemaseim get, that the witnesses should have to specify their names in the get, Reuven or Shimon, or initially, because they used to just write, Pliny, I'm signing on the as a witness, but he wouldn't write his name. So he didn't know who he was, who signed to testify on his signatures. And they would have to find other documents which are similar. Let's say the guy's not around anymore to know who he was, to verify it. So they instituted that the guy should write who he is. And then you could, even though he's not around, you could subsequently say, oh, where's that Shimon's? Let's verify that it was really him because he writes that's his name, and you could find from some other document. So to the instituted by the witnesses of the get, that also they only could sign one in front of the other. And the reason for this is actually interesting, that the Gemara says, Gittin, is a gezeir because of the case of kulchem, meaning maybe he's going to tell 10 people, I want you all to write a get for my wife, which what's the halacha there? You can't have 10 people writing. The halacha is one of them writes and they all have to sign. Now if one of the 10 are missing, it's invalid because all of them have to be part of this. So if they're going to sign one not in front of the other, maybe only two are going to sign, and she's going to take the get, and she's going to think she's divorced, but it's not fulfilled yet the condition of all 10 signing. So they instituted that all the witnesses that are there at the time of the signing, they all have to be there together at the same time, so that they know they fulfilled, like in the case of Kulchem, even when he doesn't specify Kulchem. Now, and therefore, let's say if one signs not in front of the other, here's a get puzzle. Again, it's rabbinically going to be invalid, again, because of that case where it might be biblically problematic. Now the Ram moves on to the date and the place of the divorce. So the Rabban instituted that you should write, these are the rabbinic obligations which we mentioned before, the biblical. Then the rabbinically is that they should write a date in the get, where it's being written, is like all of the documents. Why? Shemati ish the Karivasa, why did Rabban institute this? Because maybe his wife is related to him, meaning not as a wife, but they were related before they got married. And she's mizana. She have an extramarital affair with another man when they're still married. So when he hears about this, he's going to write her a get after this znos, and he's going to give it to her to protect her so that the courts don't kill her, because turns out that she could claim, as the Rambam says, v'im lo yibazman, if there's no date in the get, she could say, koidma znos nisgarashti, although obviously it's inappropriate to have relations with a man that she's not married to, but if she was single, she does not get capital punishment. And she could say, oh, I was divorced already, my husband divorced me the week before, and therefore, I'm not chayiv misa. So therefore, they instituted dating in the documents of the get, so that we know that he's not just trying to cover up, we know when actually the divorce actually happened, and that the znus was before the get. Now, get sheyesh lav edim. So now the Rambam goes through these ideas regarding these requirements. Let's have a get that has witnesses, but it doesn't have a date. Or actually it was predated, which is that it was written and signed in Marcheshvan, but it was written the date of the previous Tishrei. Now you have to be concerned that maybe they predated because, why they're predating? Because maybe she was Mizana and he's trying to cover for her. Or let's say it was postdated, which let's say it was written and signed in Tishrei, but it was written the date of the following Marcheshvan. But that's also invalid, because if you're going to permit it when it's post-dated, they're going to come to permit it when it's pre-dated. And also, maybe the reason why he's post-dating is because he wants to create a loss for the woman for the payrus of her nechasim, which the husband has rights to when they're married, which he's going to sell from the time when the get was given. But since it was post-dated, it's going to look like they were still married, and therefore it was still his. Oh, well, let's say let's say it was written on day and it was just signed on the following night, which that is like predated because the date is written from the day before, which again, according to the Ravid, any post-dated get is actually kosher. It says as if the husband stipulated that he's going to eat from the payrus until the date that's written on it. And therefore, that he says whoever invalidates a post-dated get is actually mistaken and he's going too far in this. But the Ram holds that predated, postdated, it's all the same. And even postdated is even the follow. If let's say it was written in day and it was signed the following night, so therefore he calls that predated because it's written when they wrote it, even though it was signed the following night. Ava Pesha Sugin Baisa Indian says, and even if They were engaged the whole time, from writing till it was signed, with the busy with this get, where actually in other documents is actually valid, even though it's written in day and signed on the night, which is already the next halacha day. But here by getting it's different. Or another case, kasav is get Yerushalayim. Let's say they wrote the get in Yerushalayim. Vita, and the scribe made a mistake. V'chazav b'lud. He thought he was somewhere else. He wrote in Lud. So the Rambam, kol elu b'sulim, all of these are rabbinically invalidated, which means to say that you cannot, initially cannot get married with this. Again, it's not batel, like we said. It's not void. But rabbinically, they're problematic. Until the signing is on the same date as when it was written, and in the place it was written. Again, not biblically, because it's only rabbinic, these obligations. But rabbinically, they're invalid given. Halacha vav. Chatech mimenu hazman. Let's say they cut off the area of the, meaning they wrote a date in the get, but and the witnesses had signed on it, but subsequently they cut off where the date is. When the Sanhedrin gives it to her like that, or he doesn't write the place of the day, he just wrote the week, the first or the second week of this month, or in that month, doesn't even write the week, writes the month, or he says which year it is, doesn't even mention the month, even if he writes which Shemitah cycle it is of the Yovel, kosher, it's going to be valid to initially get married with it. Because the fact that he cut off the place of the, meaning he did the, we said if you don't write a date, so it's going to be invalid. Here they wrote a date, so it was a valid get. This that he cut off the place of the date is trying to do a trick where everybody knows why is he cutting off the date, because he's trying to cover for his relative, or because he wants to sell the payris afterwards and make a loss for her, which either is the concern of predated or postdated. But because they know that, they're going to come to check this out. They're going to verify anyway. So without concern for that, and the fact that there was a date, and all these places there was a date, just wasn't exact, didn't tell you exactly which day, told you which month, which week, which year, and so on and so forth. And v'chein because by sotu, if he writes on it, hayim gerishtiha, that today I divorced her, kasher is going to be valid, shemeshmoy, because the understanding is hayim ezesh yatsabai get. This day that when the get was produced, so we know when it was done, so although it doesn't have an actual zman in the get itself, doesn't say the actual date, again, as long as you know when it was, so it's going to be valid, even if you don't even know the exact day, if you know the timing, in some context, where you know it wasn't before or after, because you know what Shemitah year it even is, it's also going to be valid after the fact. Halach of Zayin. V'chein tiknu sotu they instituted, shiyim moinim b'gitin, that the dating should be by gitin, l'malchus eisez man. For the government, that's in that time period. And the reason Mishum Shalem Malchus, because of having peace with the government, that they're using their dating procedures. Now, Kasav Shem Malchus, Sheina Malchus of Isa Medina, let's say they wrote based on a government, that's not the government that country's in. Or it's based on the years of when the Beis HaMikdash was built from. Or the Chumna Bayis from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed from. So, if the custom of that place is to use that type of a dating, so it's going to be valid because the government's not particular about it because that's how people always use it. The main darkam limnus, but if let's say that's not the custom where people date from, here's the pasuk, it's going to be invalid because the government is particular about that and they're concerned that maybe they're coming to rebel and therefore they're using some other government or about the Jewish reign or whatever, this and that. So that would be invalid. Because again, the rabbis instituted that because of Shalom Malchus that you should write that dating. And says the Rambam, Kvar Nogu Kol Yisrael Limnus Begitin, and the custom of all the Jewish people already has become to use the dating Begitin, only Yitziri, either from when the creation of the world, which is the Jewish dating that we use, or from the reign of Alexander the Great, Alexander from Macedonia, which that's the counting of that we use for regular documents, which that started in the year 3,450 years from the creation of the world. So either one, either from 5781, from the when the year was created, from the world was created, or from the beginning of when Alexander the Great began his ruling. Now, but if you do write it for the government of that time period, the Medina Shishbar Shus Eisa Malchus in the country that government has dominion over, okay, that's going to be valid, although the custom has been one of those two other ways, but that would still fulfill that rabbinic obligation of Shloim Malchus. Halachavches. Hoyim Alishnaim. Someone says to two people, Kisvu V'chismu Usnu Get Lishli. I want you to write, sign, and give the get to my wife. Now, the thing got delayed for days or for years. Or let's say another case. Then they get bottled. Turns out that the original get that they were writing was void, was invalid. comes that years later, after we were all busy with this, turns out they actually have to rewrite a new get. K'moshis bar, like we're going to explain later on in the next parak. Harelu kaisvin zman aksiba mekam aksiba. So this, that they have to rewrite it, or if they just, not rewriting it, but it's just got delayed a few days or a few years, whatever it is, but what is the date they actually write? They write the date of when it's literally written, mekam aksiba, and the place of where it's being written, as the Rambam explains. Lo yazman shomel mabal bay kisvo. Not the date of when the husband says to write it. But lo yazman, not the place when he told them. It's where they actually write it and when they write it. As Rambam says, ketzer haso. If they were in Yerushalayim when he told this to them, and it was during the month of Tishrei, but and it got delayed till they got to do the get and the procedures till it was ready Nisan, a half a year later, and they weren't in Yerushalayim, they were in Lud when they were doing it. So you write the date and the get from Nisan, which is when they're actually doing it, and the place where they are, which is in Lud, because that's where the get is written, like other documents, which is you do it in the actual place, not when it was actually told to do, but in actually time and place when it's actually done.